Do you two want to go to the matinee, don't you? Well, if you want to go, speak up, and I'm not going to keep you tramping up and down the street all day. I am tired, and nobody is not following us, and nobody ain't going to follow us. Then why don't you wear that sack over your head like the man told you? I know he told me the same thing, but I don't expect anybody to follow me, and I don't give a damn if they do or not. I'm tired, and I'm warm, and I'm going to go home if we don't go to the show. Gertie, you want to go? Ellie, you want to go? Good, that's settled. We'll go to the show. You want to buy the tickets? You want me to buy the tickets? You want to buy the tickets? Well, if you buy the tickets, you buy the tickets. You won't get the tickets as cheap as I get the tickets because I know the guy in the box office. Yeah. All right, you get the candy. Get a dime's worth of good candy. I don't want gumdrops. They pulled my bridge work. Get a dime's worth of that good chocolate. And get a hold of her hand. Don't let her loose in the street. You know how she is. She's used a uniform. We don't see her again for days. Hurry up now. Get the tickets. Pardon me, madam. Oh, Harry, you look good behind bars. Good to mess around them 14-year-olds. You spend the rest of your life there, too. How much are tickets? 85 downstairs and back and 75 upstairs in front. 75 and... Wait, let's see where the girls want to sit. Gertie! Ella! You want to sit upstairs in front or downstairs and back? You want to sit upstairs in front or downstairs and back? All right, it's 10 cents difference. Pay right away. No trust. I haven't got my dimes back from last week. Get the money up. Madam, don't let me drag you away from the window again. Will you get away from there? I'm buying 3 tickets and you're only buying 1. With that spread, goddammit, you could use 4. Then wait a minute. I'll get them and hurry up now. Come on, we got the tickets. Let's get in the theater. Now, it's dark. When you go in, just put your hands over your eyes and grope your way about. You can't see a thing. Come on, here we go. Oh, my God, they make these places dark. Honestly, you think John L. Lewis was the president of this group. It's so black down here. Oh, heavens. Oh, pardon me. I'm sorry. I said I'm sorry. Well, I don't know whether you're wearing a toupee or whether you're sitting on the other end. I don't know. Well, wear a toupee so somebody will know. How do I know which end you're sitting on? Well, I didn't mean to touch you. Pardon me. Here comes the usherette. Hello, honey. Here's our stubs. Find us someplace to put him. We'll squat. We're tired. This the row here? I got 3 inches further back. We were sitting in the alley. I thought he gave you seats for the 9 then. Did you think he gave you seats for the 9 night? I thought he did. You want to go in first? You want to go in first? Next time he comes up, the apartment could be very nasty about this. He's going to give us seats this far back. I don't have to shut up. Eat your popcorn. Or I'll put some in that bag and pull it down over your head. It won't be popcorn either. Mess. You want to go in first? You go in first? You want to go in first? Well, if you go in first and I sit in the middle, I can talk to both of you. But if you go in first and I go in and you go in, say, oh, hush and go on in. Pardon me, madam. Will you let us in? You mind sucking your stomach back? Suck that gut back or I'll stomp it. All right. Let's get in here. Now, sit down. Hush. Oh, God, it feels good to sit down. Let's take our shoes off. I'm going to take mine off. And don't kick him down into the seat like he did last week either. I skinned my back all up, crawling around looking for him. I got home and told Harry how I skinned my back if he hauled off and knocked the hell out of me. You know, every time I tell him something, he hauls off and hits me, especially if it's the truth. If I tell him a lie, it doesn't seem to be a bit of it. I don't understand that at all. Do you understand that? I don't understand. He's so stupid here lately. I've never... What'd you say, madam? Well, turn around and look up front. I ain't bothering you at all. Get the puss on that mess. It looks like an antiquated lesbian. What a face. Good heavens. Have you got the candy? Have you got the candy? Have you got... She's eat all the candy. Everything you get your hands on, you put in your mouth. You stuff yourself all the time. I've never seen anything like you in my life. Honestly, she eats. Oh, for heaven's sake, it's that hamburger we ate. Dragging me in that white log cabin and bash your brains out. If you're crazy about the guy behind the counter, go out with him sometime. For heaven's sake, don't drag me in and have me eat 12 hamburgers for I found that they're not postage stamps. Honest, she's crazy about that thing behind the counter. She is so stupid. She's married to the prettiest thing in the whole block. She's crazy about that nitwit behind the counter. Honestly, I can't understand her. I don't know how she trapped the guy she's married to. It's a complete mess. Turn around and look up front. The show will be up there in a minute, madam. Wait till she turns around again. I'll get her this time. No, I'll have to skip it. Wait till she turns around. I'll get her anyway. Oh, there goes the overture. Mad about overtures. Ah! Get your foot from the back of that seat off of there. Put your foot down. I come in here to see a romance, not to have one. Next time he puts his foot up there, I'm going to yank this seat up and make a hop-along Cassidy out of him. Don't think I won't. I'll fix him, but good. Don't you love overtures? I don't know what they're for. Petrello says those guys got to blow on something, so they blow. Look at the trombone player squirt and spit on the leader. Isn't that disgraceful, the way those musicians carry on? You know, I've heard a very strange thing about musicians. They're a strange race of people. They live in a world all their own. I know a woman piano player. She's a real camp. She's a big fat sow. During the war, she was in an awful lot of trouble. She was standing talking to me one day, smoking a cigarette, going, and floated right away. They shot her down over the Hudson River. They thought it was a Zeppelin with tits. I never saw anything like her in my entire life. She's so stupid, honestly. There is one girl. Oh, there is the. Oh, look at the acrobats. Isn't that wonderful? My God, look at that woman go up the pole. She got anything on her that ruffled? She must have something on her. They wouldn't let her go around naked. Well, it's either a close shave or a good makeup job. I can't tell which. What'd you say, miss? Well, you turn around. You can't listen at the acrobats. You look at the damn things. She wants to hear the acrobats. What are you going to do, hear their joints crack? I've heard everything. What do you mean you're going to call the usherette and complain? I'm the one that's being disturbed. I'll call... Ush! I don't care what you're doing. Let go of it and get over here. This woman says we're disturbing her. That's like trying to disturb a cyclone with a teaspoon. Now let... What do you mean you can hear us in the front row? What are you doing sitting in the front row hustling the musicians? Why don't you backseat and be where you belong? Oh, you're going to call the manager? Good. Call him what he is. See how he likes it. Stay right here. Hold your ground. Don't run. When he comes, I'll fix it. I know all these house managers. I worked for Pension Marco and Publix years and years ago. And every single one of them. Now just hold your ground. When he comes, smile, show your teeth, and leave them in your mouth. Don't take them out and wave them like you did at the streetcar the other day. My God, they haven't seen the streetcar or the people on it since. Honestly, when you take your teeth out, you're the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life. Your whole skull folds up. You look like someone, no head and three knockers. No, you, that's a horrible idea. And she's still married to the British. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Smile. Smile. Hello. Are you the manager? You are. Well, you don't belong in a place like this, you know. No, you don't. You ought to be in a zoo. What do you mean you want us to leave? We'll be glad to go if we get our money back. If we don't get our money back, we'll take a row of seats out of this trap here. It's three broads you'll never clip. You'll give me the money when? When I get in the foyer. Foyer, am I being insulted? Oh, you mean the lobby. Your French stinks. You give it to me right here, 385 cents. I don't know how much it is in one lump, but break it up and give three, and that way we won't get stuck. Give. Is this 85 cents? Better head be. Here's your 85 cents. Now give me my 85 cents. Don't you spit in my hand. I'll slap the hell out of you. Here's your 85 cents. Now give me my 85 cents and don't stall. I'll let a scream out of me. It'll curl a rail on the balcony. Good. Now you've got your 85 cents and you've got your 85 cents and I've got my 85 cents. It's just stay here and raise hell. What do you mean you call the law? Call three of them and get all used one. Tell him to bring his horse for you, Myrtle. I don't know that we've seen six acts. You want to fly down to the burlesque house and see him strip? Oh, Mary, I'm mad about naked shows. Come on, let's go. Pardon me, madam. Do you mind pulling your bus in out of the aisle so I can get by again? Thank you, dear. Oh, pardon me. I dropped my handbag. Wait till she stoops over to get it, and I'll stomp her right on the knocker. Ow! That fixed her. Let's go, girl, before she gets it untied in the seat. We have to stay here and help her.